Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 67th Berlinale. Today I'm with Ildiko Enyedi, director of On Body and Soul screening here in competition. So Ildiko, I wanted to know first the genesis of this story, of this connection.
You know, it went very quickly and I was in love. And somehow it filled me, and somehow I, when you are in a strong emotional state of soul, you see that all around you, you see the people all around you with their dramas and passions and tragedies and beautiful sacrifices. And all that is covered and hidden by everyday grayness. And I wanted just to make... I thought to myself, oh, what would... That would be so beautiful to make a film just about this. Nothing else. No complication. Just this feeling. Nearly nothing on the surface and so much inside. And... the same day I had just this rather playful idea, let's say, what about two people dreaming the same thing, and really, what would I or what would you do in such situation, how would you react? It made a whole motor in movement. Somehow I had these two characters basically the same day. I didn't alter them so much, and then I put them into this situation, and then I leaned back and watched them, and I watched them acting, and I watched them in their doubts and in their fears and in their clumsy tries, and I wrote it down, what I saw.
What I liked the most about the film is that in a way they're even more passionate about each other than people who show it physically. I mean, I could sense the connection. I could feel that they were really getting what the other person was, and that's very rare. So how did you manage to have them share this connection?
You know, if you are a professional sportsman, you do things because bit by bit you tried it out. And for example, if you are not a professional and you have to climb up to 10 meters tall and jump from there, from the tower to the water, yeah, probably you will survive, but there is an elementary fear, an elementary fear of the unknown, of the void, of what will happen to you. And this is what Maria, the main actress, the main character, is facing. And the actor, Andre, is facing the difference. He jumped already many times and he hurt himself many times. He perhaps hurt also other people many times. So the question, should they jump? And if they jump, how they prepare for that jump, and how they convince themselves to jump, and if they jump, what will happen?
Why did you decide to for that particular setting, the industrial slaughterhouse? I mean, it's peculiar. I liked it, but I would have never thought of that.
You know, we have one single, quite short and unique life. And at the same time, we spend it in so objectified and orderly conditions. It's a slaughterhouse in this film, but it could be a big corporation's office building as well. Somehow, the most important moments of your life, the most, let's say, holy moments of your life are objectified and rationalized, and you are deprived from the complexity of it. You are deprived of the possibility to live them fully. And I wanted to find the strongest of these settings. And a slaughterhouse is like this, also because of the deers and the cattle, because they are brothers and sisters, these animals.
There's another thing that I really liked is that, you know, sometimes in movies there's this need for strong endings and strong turning points that in life would never happen. So and in this case there's the best happy ending these two people could have, I could hope for, and I wanted to know if you thought about that and if this was the right thing to do, the right ending to give the film.
I'm happy that you feel it, because it was very important for me, every tiny bit of the ending, to keep it like that. For example, not to cut the breakfast from the end, because it's so essential that life is not a fairy tale, and it shouldn't be. Life just has to be full. And I think these two people made a big leap forward out from the closeness of their own shelter, and for sure towards each other, but in the same time towards themselves. So somehow they got much, much closer to themselves. So they are not transformed, they are just more the people who they are, really.
Thank you, Aldigo, for being here with us and for talking about Home, Body and Soul in competition at the 67th Berlinale. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.